Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Buying an electric car is now €2,375 cheaper on average to some of the best-selling petrol and diesel models, according to new research from Nevo.ie that's out today. Conor Faulkner, independent motoring expert with CarZone.ie, is with me here on the programme. Is this partly down to the fuel crisis, Conor?
Well, partly, Andrea, but also partly due to the development of EV technology and the production of better and better models with better and better ranges at better and better prices. So EVs really are coming, Andrea, and I think the fuel crisis boosts that. I don't think it's what causes it. I think it's going to happen anyway, but I think a crisis like one just means it's going to happen faster.
Are these fully electric cars we're talking about, or the hybrids, Conor?
No, these are fully electric, Andrea. And look, you can see the savings. Like CarZone, we did a calculation ourselves during the week. If you want to get charge an EV from 20 to 80, so a standard charge, that'll get you 290 kilometres of range. At home on a night rate, we calculated that'll cost you €7.39 for 290 kilometres. The same for a petrol equivalent, €36. The same for a diesel equivalent, €43 for the same 290 kilometres of range. So, you know, the savings really do stack up. I should caveat that you only really get the savings, Andrea, if you can charge at home. If you can install a home charger and get your night rate, then happy days, you're one of the winners in the current crisis. But an EV that, you know, lives in an apartment, doesn't have a domestic charging arrangement and relies on the public network, the value there could be so bad you're really not saving much at all.
So the average, according to the Nevo research today, the average price of the top 10 EVs in the country at the moment, right, €37,774, whereas the average price of your top 10 best-selling petrol and diesel cars is just over €40,000. And that's where the €2,300 saving comes from. What kind of models are we talking about here, Conor, that listeners would be aware of?
Yeah, you know, that was my question too, Andrea. Are we exactly comparing like with like? Say, when we did our calculation in CarZone, we sort of tried to pick sort of your bog standard middle average. But there's no doubt, if you're a consumer now and you're looking to buy a car and your budget is in the order of, say, 35 to 40 grand, so it's a chunky investment for any normal person, whatever way you're financing it. Right now, if you factor in the diesel savings, EV is really attractive. Really attractive. There's still people who it doesn't suit because, you know, they might do long distances as part of their route, or, you know, they might find themselves stuck on the public network. But EV is really attractive. Now, I looked at the Nevo stuff with interest, and you know, it is fascinating stuff. It may be the case that some of the EVs that are making that list are relatively modest cars, you know, meant to be local runarounds when stacked up against your big diesel SUV that, you know, takes care of the family and everybody else. So it may not quite be apples with apples, but I think their point fundamentally is entirely sound. It was the case a few years ago that EV was almost an indulgent choice. You were going to pay a chunky amount of money for it, and it came with limitations, but hey, you've gone electric. It's much more mainstream now, just in the case of a couple of years. And I would suggest that, give us one or two more fuel crises, Andrea, and really will incentivize it. But right now, you can absolutely see the switch. Electrics, pure electrics are now outselling petrols and diesels. The change is definitely coming.
Yeah. I also wonder as well, is it a change in the shift in the type of car that we want? Because the electric vehicles tend, Conor, to be those sort of, you know, kind of the SUV, aren't they? Or the sort of the in-between, that in-between kind of a Jeep-style car. Is it that more people want that style of car now?
Yeah, and you know, that's another thing, car design. I mean, cars are getting larger. Drivers like the high
more
driving
features.
Position. Yeah, more features, oodles of bells and whistles and screens that do all sorts of clever things. So your car is, you know, almost becoming like your iPhone in a sense, or the smartphone that you carry. But if you take it back to basics, what do you really need out of a car? I mean, most of us would love to be in a, you know, fantastic, really expensive, snazzy thing. But in real life, you know, you're going to do school runs with the kids. You're going to be, you know, ferrying people to GAA matches. You're going to be going up and down the country. You're principally coming in and out of work most of the time. And for almost all of those usage cases, there's an EV you can buy which will make the proposition significantly cheaper for you, provided you can charge at home.
Yeah.
So for a lot of people in that category who might have thought EVs just, you know, I'll come to that in 10 years' time, they're not ready yet, so I don't really understand them. A lot of those people are now thinking EV. We found that in searches on the website where the search for secondhand EVs has gone way, way up. So maybe it's the oil crisis giving it a spurt, but I think it's an inevitable trend, and it's just really, really evident now.
Pat is wondering, Connor, he says, my wife is due a new company car very soon. She has a diesel and was thinking of going electric. Anything you'd recommend about 45 grand?
Well, he said his wife. So one good thing to think of is there's an old Irish habit to think of a two-car family as being his car and her car. Whereas, in fact, if you switch that mindset and think we have a local car and a long-range car, and if that's your mindset, then absolutely one of them should be an EV.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And as for the range and choice and stuff that's available to him, well, look, a quick Google will tell you. There are more and more EVs coming on offer. All of the mainstream brands now have EVs to offer. There are still people for whom diesel is the best usage case.
Yeah.
You know, it genuinely is what suits them. If you're popping up and down to Donegal, at any rate of knots, I mean, diesel might still be the one for you. But for 90% of people, 90% of the time, an EV is going to do everything that a petrol or diesel would do. And on refueling, at the moment, it's going to do that at about 20% of the cost.
Yeah, I know it's something I'm going to have to. I've been talking about it for 3 years now, changing the car, and I'm going to have to actually do it in the next 12 months, if not sooner. And yeah, I'm more and more leaning towards the electric. I had thought it would be pricier, but that's why I found that research out this morning quite interesting. Damien in Wexford says, my wife bought an EV in October 2024. Really struggled with range anxiety. She paid 29 grand. For it, and when she went to trade in January of this year, she was offered €17,000. So we had to pay €8,000 to get a diesel car in the same year, and actually some garages wouldn't even take the trade in. I thought it was a total joke. Connor Faulkner, thanks a million, independent motoring expert with carzone.ie.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.